The pork supply is pretty daunting. Hello, I'm Ken Anderson with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Pork industry economist Steve Meyer of Kearns & Associates says the big supplies of hogs that will be coming to market in the coming months is, in his words,
pretty daunting.
At last week's World Pork Expo, we visited with Meyer about pork supplies and his outlook for hog prices and producer profitability. We'll hear from him right after this. Livestock economist Steve Meyer says the supplies of hogs and pork coming to market in the coming months will be substantial.
We've got slaughter up high 2s, low 3% the rest of this year, production up almost 4 next year, and we're already in June. We've got the first half of next year is pretty well a done deal. We think we're going to be up another 3.5 to 4% on production in 2019. You know, we're going to be right at slaughter capacity this fall for a few weeks. I don't think that's a problem from a capacity standpoint. It's going to be a problem from just a tonnage standpoint, because it's going to put pressure on the market. But I don't think capacity in and of itself is going to put pressure on it. I think the supply situation is pretty daunting. We're very concerned about the fourth quarter of 19. This fall is not going to be any fun. And with yesterday's rally on the futures, we think producers ought to be really looking at taking some price protection here.
We visited with Meyer last Thursday at World Pork Expo. We asked him where he sees prices going.
We still had some third quarter prices in the 71 to 75 range. All right. And you've got futures trading well above that. We had fourth quarter in the low 60s. Futures are somewhat above that after yesterday's rally. We can understand where you might be encouraged by yesterday's rally, and there may be a little more topside left in this, but boy, it's got about as much as what we had expected in it. So anybody that thinks we're going back to 85 to 88, you know, dollar futures like we had back in January for this summer, I don't think we're going to get there. So don't be hoping that you get bailed out for not selling the hogs back in January. I think you need to make some realistic decisions now.
And what about input costs and profitability?
Input costs certainly have gone up since January. We still got some risk premium in this market. Weather could go south. We could still have a short crop. Boy, it doesn't look like it now, though. Everything looks very, very good. Normal weather this summer, just normal weather, could give us well above trend yield averages, and we could put some pressure on corn and soybean meal prices. Again, it could turn off dry, but the forecasts are for slightly lower temperatures and slightly above average moisture. That's the recipe for record yields. And so I think we're going to get a chance to manage those costs a little better. They're about, our model says $65. That would be the best 10 or 15% of producers out there. The average is probably 69 to 70 for the year. Again, if we get normal weather, you're going to get a chance to reduce that number.
Pork industry economist Steve Meyer of Kearns & Associates. That's Managing for Profit on Brownfield Ag News for America.